Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
NBA as well. You mentioned game seven.
Yeah.
You see what happens now with the Celtics going out over the weekend and the Nuggets going out over the weekend. Greg's stat, new champs every year. We're going to get seven in 7 years.
And I loved how you broke it down in your email last night. I had no idea that it was going to be either a brand new champ, someone who has never won, or the Knicks, who haven't won since
73. So we're talking a 50-year drought for the Knicks, or the first title for the Thunder, Timberwolves, or Pacers. You want to talk new blood. It's not just first team in 7 years. It's first championship in 50-plus years for somebody.
That's wild.
You want parity.
You got parity, and it gives you excitement for what the Pistons could possibly be next year.
So I want to get your thoughts on that. If there's a lesson for the Pistons, Oklahoma City carries over Seattle's history. Until Seattle gets an expansion team, the 1979 title belongs to the Thunder.
How many fans in OKC, I'm sure there's one or two,
maybe,
that were Seattle supersonic fans?
In the late 70s, before the league even really blossomed.
Right.
I'm going to vote no. But that takes us into the parody of the NBA. We will get a seventh champ in 7 years. We will get a new champion for the first time in 50 years. And you mentioned a note about how this impacts the Pistons. John, is there a lesson for Detroit in all this?
Yeah, you got a shot. And not only do you have a shot, but just think what might have been. If you're able to seal out a couple of those games where you had 18-point leads in the fourth quarter. Now, the Knicks have, they did it to the Celtics a number of times where the Celtics game one, they had a 20-point lead, gave it up, and then Jason Tatum gets hurt and they didn't have much of a chance after that. What could have been? Not that they would have been able, I mean, maybe the Celtics.
Does Tatum still get hurt if the, in the second round? Like, I mean, the Pistons, the lesson is you're not as far as you think. And the lesson is there is no juggernaut out there. The Thunder went from like missing the playoffs back-to-back years to having the best record in the West back-to-back years and now being in the driver's seat. The Timberwolves had a couple first-round exits with Ant Edwards and now back-to-back Western Conference finals. You know, the Pacers have made back-to-back Eastern Conference finals. There is no juggernaut. Some team anchored in for a five-year stretch that you have to get past. The game's as fluid as it's ever been. Teams don't stay on top very long. And I want to see them scour for an upgrade and canvas for an upgrade, but it's not like they have to this offseason. Like, if something doesn't materialize, they're going to be in the thick of this for the next couple seasons.
Well, if something big doesn't materialize, Trajan Langdon still has his work cut out for him to make this team better. And I think we all are expecting there's going to be an addition. It may not be Giannis Antetokounmpo. Mm-hmm. It may not be, you know, a top line star, but it does need to add another shooter in the starting lineup, not just Malik Beasley coming off the bench. That's been great. But yeah, I think it doesn't have to be one of those guys like you're talking about.
If they don't do anything, I don't know that I'm going to be like frustrated or angry or anything. Will you? I want them to look. I want them to try. But it's not like the worst thing in the world would be running back a full season of Ivy and Asar Thompson and Duren. And I mean, they were close enough as is, right?
That's a tough one to answer because I do expect them to be better. And maybe that's just because Trajan Langdon came in with limited expectations and took this team from 14 wins to a playoff spot. And we saw what Cade can be with some spacing.
Yeah.
So create a little bit more opportunity. I won't be upset if they don't add, quote unquote, a superstar. But I do still expect them to make some moves to make them better than they were, along with just Jaden Ivey being healthy.
Well, an example of that would be the Knicks, who went out and added Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges. Or the Timberwolves were on the other side of that trade. Julius Randle, it's worked out for both sides, has been a big-time addition next to Ant Edwards. Mm-hmm. Or the Pacers, I mean, they have Miles Turner and Tyrese Halliburton. Yeah. They added Pascal Siakam. So, yeah, I mean, there's reason to suggest, hey, nudge, add.
I just say a little caution, though, to this, how close are they in NBA parity to a degree. If you read into the parity, I mean, your last five champions are the Lakers with LeBron, Giannis and the Bucks, Steph and the Warriors, Jokic and the Nuggets, and then last year Celtics with Tatum and Brown.
Still need star.
Yeah, I mean, you need something significant because I think the NBA right now, the bigger caution is, or maybe the bigger window, actually, but to be fair to the Pistons, is there isn't a unicorn star right now.
Yeah.
This list right here is a tale of guys who are superstars but aren't unicorns like Steph and LeBron. The league lacks...
Jokic is pretty unicorn-y.
But he's out now.
He's only got one.
And he's out right now.
Right.
So, to me, he's no Steph and LeBron in terms of legacy. The league has been dominated by guys like that. I mean, and when you have a guy like that in the league, they usually own the league. So, look, I don't know who that is right now. So that's the win. That's why things are open.
Yep.
Does Wemby become that eventually? Maybe. But there's not that guy. None of these other guys are doing the LeBron and Curry. That's why the window's open.
Like 5 years ago, you looked, unless you have two or three stars and a legacy Hall of Famer, you're screwed. And the Pistons didn't even have an all-star. Now they have Cade Cunningham, and I feel like the bar is lower to be an NBA champion. They're closer to it than they've ever, than they've been in a decade.
Yes, yeah. I would agree with that.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.